Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul, back with you. Lois Olson joining us this morning with news about what Governor Walz was up to yesterday in Duluth, talking about climate resilience. And I couldn't help but notice, Lois, in your morning notes, your amazing newsletter, you talk about the fact that Governor Walz might make an announcement next week about running again.
Yeah, no, he hasn't made it official. He's been raising money. All signs are that he's running again, but he hasn't made it official. There was some scuttlebutt a couple weeks ago about whether or not Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan would run again with him. So I'm hearing that he'll announce either next week or after the election. So we'll wait and see. I don't think it's going to be, quote, big news, but, you know, my readers and our listeners will kind of want to think about how next year might shape up.
Well, he's talking a lot about climate resilience. He was up at the new seawall in Duluth, you know, after quite a bit of destruction, wind-related destruction in recent years. And he's talking about the bonding bill for next year and raising money to make Minnesota more climate resilient. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that it starts to frame one of the things that he wants to get done next year. The bonding bill will be a major issue probably early in the next legislative session. I think today the governor is going to talk about some issues that are more front and center right now. We've talked about labor shortages in restaurants, retail, but it's becoming more and more evident in healthcare, which is, of course, a little more critical than just whether or not you have to wait longer for your meal at a restaurant or a restaurant can stay open. All of them are really impactful for businesses, but there's starting to be some signs I'm hearing of price gouging from staffing agencies that staff nurses in shortages. Last week, long-term care leaders said there's 1 million hours of unmet care in Minnesota anticipated over the next year. Because of staffing shortages. And those businesses have to rely on the government for some of their prices and pricing and what they can charge, not to mention labor contracts that are already in place. So I think that's what the governor is going to address today and maybe try to find a way to bridge the gap in the near term, especially during the surge that we're going through.
And speaking of surge, I mean, here we are. It's been, what, 20 months? And we've been talking about access to testing, faster testing, more test kits. Am I correct that there may be a push to amp up the testing in the state?
There is. I think that's kind of one of the pieces in this surge and that we all are supposed to kind of get used to. I just think that depending on where your COVID journey is, you're in your routine now. I mean, some of us are putting up Christmas trees for crying out loud.
Hey, don't you know, judge.
I am judging on that one, Paul. I'm sorry. But, you know, whatever brings you joy, but then just call it a tree. Say we put up a tree, you know, it'll serve as a Christmas tree, but it's still October, Paul.
I know.
So, no, I think wherever you're at in your COVID journey, testing, social distancing, do you have young kids? Do you not have young kids? Are you old? Do you have older parents? Everybody's got a different kind of routine now, and that's where I think people are less receptive to testing. Like, I feel fine. I'm not going to get tested. But if you have young kids and you're out in public, yeah, you might want to get tested so you don't expose your young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get it. Every individual is different. Every family is different. What's on your show on Sunday?
The Sunday Take at 9 on Sunday. We'll have Senator Tina Smith, and then we'll have Kelly Jonner Byrne. She's a Republican. She's announced she's running for Secretary of State. We'll talk to her, obviously, electoral issues, and is a major issue and will be a major issue in that Secretary of State's race. And Senator Smith, obviously very involved in D.C., but just last night, we'll learn more, but her lecture at St. John's was interrupted by protesters, and so we'll ask her about that on Sunday morning.
Any idea what the protests were about?
Yeah, they seem to be Line 3. There's a little Twitter buzz that they were anti-Line 3 protesters, but it's Twitter, so I'm not totally running with it just quite yet, Paul, as you know. You know, that Twitter is sometimes
well,
suspicious.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Why does it seem that people are turning to sources of information that tell them not what they should know, but what they want to hear, and that echo chamber is alive and well all across social media? But Blois Olson, thank you for the update.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Get that tree up. Long crickets. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We hope you'll stay tuned. Governor Tim Walz is joining us next hour. You're listening to The Morning News on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.